Welcome to the Wake Up with Jesus and Coffee podcast. I'm your host, Anna Forrester. Now let's chat. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, whenever you're choosing to listen to this podcast. Again, welcome to the first episode. One of my favorite things in this world is coffee. I love it. I live it. I breathe it. I drink it many times a day when I probably shouldn't. So I knew I wanted to incorporate coffee in some way into this podcast. So I encourage you all to get your favorite cup of joe and sip along with me while you listen to this podcast. Of course, depending on, you know, if you like coffee or not, your caffeine tolerance, and then what time of day it is for some people. Or, you know, I definitely encourage you in the later episodes to check out some of the wonderful coffees I'll be reviewing during my intros. The first coffee company I wanted to talk about was actually a local coffee company right down the street from where I work. It's Little River Roasting Company here in the upstate of South Carolina. Now, funny story, I'd actually been in Little River several times, but never knew that they actually had coffee beans for sale. Went in there the other day, saw that they had bags, and saw that they had actually roasted them here locally in the upstate. And the cool thing about Little River is they actually put a stamp on the bottom that actually shows when it was roasted and packaged. Mine was just done on July 3rd, so this past week. So it was very fresh, and I really appreciated that little touch of my coffee bag. So the coffee that I'm drinking right now is a Sueski, hopefully I'm saying that right, coffee. It comes from Indonesia. It's actually a really rare coffee bean. It's very rich, earthy. You can tell it's very dry almost. And then also the cool thing about this and what you'll come to learn about me is that I love dark coffees. Now, if you're someone who likes the lighter roast or the medium roast, I don't discriminate. I will review some lighter and medium roast, but I love a good dark roast. And this particularly is something I also liked about Little River. They put a light to dark scale on their bags, and this particular bag, the dark was all the way at the end of the dark scale. So I knew this was definitely the bean that I wanted to start out. Wonderful coffee. Again, if you're in the upstate area and haven't checked out Little River Roasting Company, check them out. If you're not local in the upstate of South Carolina, they've got a website that they can actually ship their coffee to you. I'll link that in the description of the podcast. And I do have to say, disclaimer, none of the coffee companies, as of now, that I will mention, none of them are sponsors. None of them are affiliated in any type of way with this podcast or with myself. They're just companies that people either sent to me or I knew beforehand. And I love coffee and I want to share wonderful, beautiful coffee with you all. So with that, let's get into the podcast. So for this first podcast, I knew I wanted to go into a little bit of why I'm doing this, what prompted the idea, and why the podcast format. So to start off, again, why the podcast format? Well, first of all, I love podcasts. I've definitely got probably about 20 or more different podcasts that I rotate every week. A lot of them are women's based, Christian theology based, a few bachelor franchise podcasts here and there. Definitely a guilty pleasure of mine that you'll probably hear a little bit more about in future podcasts. But yeah, I love listening to podcasts. I love the format and I love how it allows for expression. So God placed the initial idea on my heart a long time ago. I knew that he had allowed me to go through the things he did for a reason, and I wanted everyone to know how great he was and how wonderful, and I wanted him to get the glory for everything that he had shown. So first, I started out blogging. Now, if you've ever blogged, you know it takes time, it takes effort, and it really takes knowing what you're doing as far as the writing and the grammar and the spelling. And that was not something that I was good at, especially in school. So I wrote a few blog posts, wrote a few more, and initially just scrapped the whole idea. Because I knew that was not my calling. That's God wanted me to share my story, but maybe not in that format. And so I started listening to podcasts about a year and a half ago, and I discovered that I could speak more freely and more eloquently my thoughts and my feelings than I ever could writing them down. Everyone knows that starting a podcast also takes time and money, not something I had a year and a half ago when I was tied down to my 9-to-5 job. Also, this past summer, my wonderful husband and his good friend Franklin started what's called the Worship Cast, which is a worship music podcast. So the idea of this podcast kind of went on the back burner, not for any bad reason, but so that they could get their podcast started. Again, plug for them. If you don't know what the Worship Cast is, go on www.worshipcast.com, or you can search it on anywhere you're listening to this podcast right now. I've been a guest a few times on their podcast, and I'm sure they'll be guests on this podcast. So yeah, the idea was put on the back burner really up until 2 months ago when I decided, okay, it's time for me to do this. And then I got to thinking, what should be my first episode? Which is really the why behind why I'm doing this. I prayed about it for a while because I wanted to make sure I wasn't doing this for selfish gain and that God had really placed this idea on my heart. And the more I prayed about it, God revealed the why. The why is my story. The why is your story. And so the more I got to thinking about, okay, the concept of everyone's story, I started thinking about the stories that we used to hear in Bible school and in Sunday school and, you know, growing up and, you know, now as an adult in church, of those incredible men and women of God. And I got to thinking, what makes their stories different from mine? Or is it? Now, let me stop here. Because especially in this social media age, I've got to stop and specify what I'm talking about when I say stories, because I'm not talking about that 5-second clip that you post on Instagram, Snapchat, or Facebook that is just a little blip of your life that you want others to see. That might not necessarily be what really is and what you're really going through and all of the chapters that lead up to the story that God has wrote for you. So I ask again, what is your story? Looking back on mine is full of a lot of heartbreak, sadness, anger, fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, but also love, happiness, joy, and probably every other emotion in between. And even though there were times when this wasn't as much the case, I hope that I can look back on my own life and like the stories of those courageous and wonderful men and women in the Bible, and that my story always points back to His story. Which is what every single message, scripture, passage, parable in the Bible always points back to. It wasn't Moses who gave manna from heaven. It was God. David was not this strong guy who was able to defeat Goliath by himself. The real hero in the story and all of the stories in the Bible and in yours is always God. Y'all, I love that sermon that Matt Chandler did. And you've probably seen the clip where he goes, "You're not David." I love it because we're not. And as he puts it so bluntly, We're the ones who are scared and trembling on the sidelines as we watch God move in the mighty ways that He always does. We're not Goliath. We're not David. We're the ones hiding behind it all. Thankfully, mine, yours, and the stories in the Bible are not written by ourselves. Again, terrible grammar, spelling, I definitely could not have wrote it. Again, thankfully, a part of my story is not being on the New York Times bestseller list, because I would definitely be, and I absolutely am, my worst enemy and my worst critic in so many ways, which we'll definitely go into in more detail in many other episodes to come. But yeah, definitely not written by me. Every chapter of my life is crafted by God Himself. Now you're probably thinking, Hannah, what about free will? We're not puppets in this world. God didn't create us to be. He created us to be relational beings. And so we really can do anything we want. But God is still sovereign. I've certainly done things in my life that were way outside the path of what God wants for me, and certainly most of us have and will do. He may want us to go right, and we go left. But the wonderful and incredible thing about God's sovereignty and His awesomeness is that He takes those times where I feel like I've messed everything up completely, that I am gone way beyond repair, and He takes those parts and He uses them all for His good and all for His glory. And it's just another part of our story. There's a beautiful passage in Romans 8:28 that says, "For those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Y'all, I love that verse so much. I have a plaque from Hobby Lobby with that on there. But it's important that we don't glaze over that first part like most, including myself, often do. It says, "For those who love God, love God." As Christ followers, we can't neglect the fact that yes, God is writing our story and He loves us, but we're supposed to love Him too. And this can be a concept hard for us to comprehend, especially in the world we live in today, where we often say things like, "I love my husband," and then "I love tacos," all in the same day. Now, if you're me, it's probably in the same hour sometimes. But let's be real. The type of love that God has for us as believers is unwavering, unfailing, and never ceasing. He never gives up on us, and His love never ends. It's unconditional, even when I feel like I've messed up and my eyes beyond repair. He loves us so much that He gave us His only Son for us. The Bible says that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all of our mind. So with our entire being, everything I do, everything I say should always point back to Him in some way. But how do we do that? How do we get to the point where everything we do is pointing back to Him? And that we start loving Him the way we should. Prayer and reading His word. Now, if you take that second part where it says, "For those who are called according to His purpose," how do I know that I'm being called according to His purpose and not my own purpose? Which a lot of times, if we're being frank, probably the things that I do, it's for my purpose and not His. So how do we stop that? How do I know that I'm called according to His purpose? Hebrews 12:2-3 says, "Looking to Jesus." Okay, let's stop here for a moment. How do I know I'm being called to His purpose? I fix my eyes on Jesus and not the things of this world. Continuing on, it says, "The founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. Y'all, I shouldn't have to worry about the chapters that are still left to be written for my life because Jesus bore my sin and my shame on that cross. I shouldn't have to worry because he's the founder and perfecter of my faith. I shouldn't have to worry because he is seated at the right hand of the Father. Y'all, he has done it all. And we spend the majority of our lives not living out this passage because we feel that we can simply write it better than he can. And we can't. So then what should we be doing with the chapters that have already been written or the chapters we're currently in? I say above all else, give him thanks. Give thanks to the one who continually writes it for you. Give thanks and then ask yourself, how can I use these chapters in my life for good? For the good of others? Or for myself? Oftentimes I've seen that the chapters in my life God uses for the betterment of myself, or he helps me to share and help someone who might be going and experiencing the thing that I just went through. Definitely we will speak more in other episodes regarding this, but I know firsthand that God uses situations that you go through. God allowed me to experience certain things and prepared the way for many chapters in my life, including my own marriage. Because of those situations, I was able to reach out to those who were going through the same things, and in turn, I had many people reach out to me and pour into my life. So please, use your story. Even if you are one of those kids who grew up in church, never really got in trouble, never really experienced any heartbreak, pain, and you think your story isn't important, it is. God's got a purpose for you, and he's got a purpose for the story that he's writing. And if you're someone who is still in denial of parts of your story, or if you don't see the point of it all, like how I viewed mine for many years, I pray that God uses this podcast to stir in you in some way. Every chapter, every season, every day you live, and every breath you take, God is doing something in your life. So as we start to close, I want to reflect back on this. For all of us, whether we are going through a season of grief, doubt, love, loss, joy, if we're coming in or going out of one, we can be confident in knowing that our story is just in the middle. God is still on the throne, which means he's still crafting your story, which is really a love story between you and him, you and your creator of the universe. And one day when he calls you home to be with him and he puts that final period to the last sentence of your story he has for you in this life, the fullness of his glory will be revealed. I find it so amazing that even after death, God still uses our life stories to affect those still here on earth. But no matter the season, we can always look back and know that through it all, God was changing us or someone else, molding us to look more like him and pointing us towards him. So as we end this very first podcast, hopefully not my last, I'll leave you with this thought. What is your story? How has God used it? For others? Or to help you grow closer to him? Or has he not really revealed that to you yet? But most importantly, look back on your stories. Look back on all the chapters in your life. And ask yourself, is the chapters pointing to you or is it pointing to him? And if it is pointing to you and you're still here, know that God can still use you and he can still write your story. And as we end this very first podcast, I wanted to say thank you so much for listening and for those of you who will continue to listen. And as always, prayers to you for good mornings. And don't forget to wake up with Jesus and coffee. Until next time.